Welcome back to Sports Today for yesloans.com.au. It's the coaches' night tonight. Trevor Gleeson, we're going to also be joined a little bit later on tonight by the Perth Glory coach in Kenny Lowe. But right now, the Perth Scorchers coach, a man that I saw in action. And he was pretty happy after the game. He wasn't so happy early in the match. How are you, JL?
Yeah, I'm good to have got the 2 points, Carl. After about 8 overs of our batting display, I'd sort of prepared my speech, actually, for the whole game. But once again, the boys fought well. They're a brilliant bunch of blokes, and the way they fielded and bowled was outstanding.
Now, mate, I've been there for all 3 games, and I've seen Carberry in action. I stuck it into him last night. I just thought that he's been soaking up too many balls. He hasn't had good touch. He's played and missed. He's missed shots that have been, what I would call gimme balls to put away for a few runs. Even just turning over for singles, and his running between the wickets has been disappointing. He was getting a hurry up from a few of his teammates last night.
Yeah, let's not forget, though, he's a senior pro, and probably this time last year of the tournament, everyone was telling me I was the biggest dud in the world for having Craig Simmons in the team. So he was able to turn it around, Craig Simmons. Michael Carey, I promise you, I've never seen a bloke who works so hard in his batting. So let's hope he finds some form. It's a big thing coming to a new team. But he's a talented player, and let's hope leading into the back end of the tournament and hopefully the finals, he comes good for us.
He just looks like he's out of touch. Now, had he had a little bit of a layoff before coming here? I think he may have had a bit of an injury, didn't he, prior to coming to Australia?
Yeah, he did, like a lot of things. I know Ben Stokes just done well for the Renegades in the last hour or so, and he would have had a long layoff, but Alex Hale's the same, long layoff. They've come off, no cricket since probably, before October to now. But, I'm confident he'll come good. Like I say, he's a real professional. He works really hard. And we know how he got 60-odd 2 games ago at the Wacker. So hopefully he'll have big impact tomorrow night against the Heat.
You do need to improve across your top order, don't you? I mean, that's been the glaring problem in your team so far.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're going to try and address that tomorrow night. We might make some changes or might change the batting order up again. There's no point doing the same thing if it's not necessarily working. But one thing we've got to recognise, and I've said this for... You guys would have heard me say it, the listeners would have heard me say it if they've listened to much of the 2020 commentary, is that the 2020 game is a real senior pros game. It's an old man's game, not a young man's game. We saw it in the Champions League, and while we've got senior pros in our bowling lineup, we've got some real youngsters in our batting, and that's why we're under pressure all the time. So they're going to have to keep stepping up and learning, and hopefully the bigger picture for us is going to be positive because of it.
So a chance for maybe someone like Adam Voges to move up the order a little bit. He was brilliant for you last night. I mean, 54 off 36. He really helped you get to that total, which you were able to defend.
Yeah, again, and that's a great example. Let's take Michael Carberry again, that senior professional. Voges, he hadn't made too many runs. He knew what he had to do, and he stepped up. He was brilliant. Like, he was the difference, really. I mean, we bowled and fielded fantastically well. Adam Voges is 50-odd not out. He played a beautiful inning. So, yeah, that's what we expect from our senior players. That's what we pay them to do. And Voges, he was fantastic last night. Let's hope that all the other guys can keep stepping up.
Now, Hogg was the difference. The match just turned on its ear. They were 1 for 48, mate, when you brought him in, your team brought him in that ninth over, and the match just changed complexion completely, didn't it?
Oh, he is unbelievable. Talk about layoffs. He hasn't bowled in a game. He played club cricket on the weekend, but in a big game, I remember there's 45,000 people there last night as well. He loves the big stage. He bowled brilliantly, and he really is. I mean, he's unbelievable in 2020 cricket. The way his energy and the way he can change games. I was sitting up in the box and we said, Cade Harvey and Adam Griffin, I said, we need a bang-bang over. We need to get a couple of wickets. And guess who provided it once again for us?
Mate, he bamboozled him. He bowled magnificent line, magnificent length, but he bamboozled every batsman he bowled to. He was right on song. He got the wrong and going, and it was just awesome to watch. Being there live and just seeing the crowd, which is a pro Adelaide Strikers crowd, just all of a sudden start to turn in their seats, and towards the end, mate, they were walking out.
Yeah, it was funny to watch, wasn't it? But it's funny in a sense. If you're the coach, with 2020, it's not over until it's over, literally. So, while I got a bit of a... I actually got nervous when they started leaving because I know how quickly the game can change. But again, Hoggy, I mean, what's like all the great spinners, not only is he can spin the ball both ways, but his accuracy is unbelievable. His pace was perfect last night. His accuracy is good. So the batters were always under pressure. So it was another great performance from Brad Hogg.
And even praising him even more, you'll have the exact stats probably off the top of your head, but the percentage of dot balls, it was up like 50% or more than 50% dot balls in a game of T20, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you know, I thought AJ Ty, well, that's a great success story he is. I mean, he's been... to come through our program like he has and to perform like he did last night again, I mean, he's a real success story. So our dot balls, right? And look, maybe while we're criticising our batters, the wicket, while it looked like a road, I mean, if we bowl them out so cheaply, then maybe it wasn't that easy to bat on, and that's the truth of it.
Yeah, well, his slower ball, that's as good as anybody's in the game right now.
Yeah, and what about his fielding, mate? I think his fielding is outstanding. I mean, he's always in the game. You're not going to get... He's one of the best young blokes you've met. He's 28 now, I reckon.
Yeah.
We call him MacGyver. Like, he'll do anything for anyone in the team. You know, he's just a terrific young bloke. He's worked so hard to get an opportunity. Now he's living the dream and he's doing a great job. So he's a great story and a great bloke for us to have in the team.
So, mate, you unearthed Craig Simmons last season and you've unearthed this bloke this season. Where's he been all this time? What's he been doing? I know that you spoke a little bit to us after the broadcast last night, but for those that maybe weren't up and about last night, where's he been?
Yeah, I remember playing his debut game. I think it was at Kingsway Reserve. I remember it clearly at Kingsway Reserve in Wanneroo, and when he was about 17 years old, and I said straight away, this kid could easily play for Australia. He swung the ball, he was a nice athlete, and then look, for whatever reason, his journey went, you know, whether it was opportunity or whether it was just his attitude, I don't know, but he sort of kept playing A-grade cricket but didn't really go on with it, and then we came, it's a classic this, because you know Steve Smith well, Carl, the fitness trainer, and he's as tough as they get. And we invited him down, and mate, he got flogged 2 years ago. And he was as unfit a bloke you'll ever see. He sort of couldn't get through a session. He was vomiting, and he was, you know, couldn't get through sessions. But you know, I tell you what, he kept turning up. Most guys after two or three punishments, they say, oh, it's too much for me. He turned up every week and he got flogged and he got flogged and he got flogged and then he got a little bit better, he got fitter, he got stronger, and now his fitness is outstanding and he deserves everything he's getting. I'm really thrilled for him.
It was a key run out last night as well. That really helped turn the game too.
What about that throw? I mean, you couldn't have had a better throw. He was a gun indoor cricketer for a while, and he's a, you know, like I keep saying, he'll probably get smashed tomorrow night now, wrapping him up like that. But he's a ripping bloke, and I love having him in the team.
JL, it's a really tough stretch you've got at the moment. You know, three games in about 6 days. It's an important game tomorrow against the Heat because there's a real log jam of teams behind you.
Yeah, it's tight. Kate Harvey made the point, one of our assistants, that after the last game when we got beaten, that it's probably as close a tournament as we've seen in terms of there's no real standout teams. A lot of guys have been hampered by injuries or a lot of, you know, it just seems a really close tournament this year. So no doubt about that, and we're all aware of that. But we're going to have to be at our best. We've got plenty of challenges. We said that from day one. We've always got plenty of challenges with our travel and our schedule, and we've got now some Australian players in the Marsh brothers, and Nathan Coulthard's injured and Joel Parris is injured, so we've got challenges, but we keep fighting and we've got to keep fighting, and hopefully we'll getting some good results.
Now, how many blokes do you reckon you'll have to rotate over the next few matches, or will you try to persist with the same group you've had?
I like to try and keep it as secure as possible. That's one of the traits of the really good teams. You don't make too many changes. We're hopeful to keep as many of our guys together as possible. And, you know, for the young guys, even if they're not coming up or they're not performing to great expectation at the moment, they're certainly gaining great experience, and that's valuable for us now and into the future.
How close was Coulton Isle to playing tomorrow?
Oh, as I'm aware, not close at all.
Okay.
There you go. Beautiful, mate. Thank you for quashing that rumour for us tonight. Thanks for joining
us,
mate.
I wish he was.
Yeah, so do I.
Unless you're a rumour, you're hearing it from the medicos that I'm not hearing, I wish he was playing tomorrow night. Well, if he can come good and maybe...
Yeah, I know what you're...